The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a 60% chance of showers on Tuesday, mainly between 2 and 3 p.m. Cloudy skies and high near 51, a low around 39. Wednesday, there's only a 20% chance of rain, mainly before 2 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 45, a low around 31 Wednesday night. Thursday should be mostly sunny with a high near 39 and a low around 26. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, Creative Community Radio.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Why not right now? Why not pledge right now? We're in the midst of our pullover pledge drive here at WGXC. Hopefully this will be a game changer. That's the idea. And as Chocolate Milk would have it, action does speak louder than words. So consider pledging 518-697-7400 or do it online, as so many do. So many. You don't really hear the familiar sound of the phones in the background when I got my start in community radio. That was always the soundtrack. WGXC.org/donate. Do it from the comfort of your home. Or pull over if you're in your car. Pull over, do it safely. Good, safe, well-lit spot. Do it online. 518-697-7400. Or online, wgxc.org/donate. We wish to thank the ongoing support of Lisbeth Ortiz of Catskill. She's pledged this morning. Thank you so much, Lisbeth. And huge thanks to Diana Abadi of Athens, who stopped by the Catskill studio to pledge her very, very generous support. So we're making some headway, and we appreciate it. The whole point of the pullover pledge drive, as I attempted to mention, I think I attempted to mention earlier, in the first mic break, is to try to alter the trajectory, as it were, of what has been happening, at least in the 7 years I've been involved with WGXC. I think the station's been on a little bit longer than I've been here, probably going on 8. So instead of having multiple pledge drives throughout the year, breaking up our programming flow, the idea is to have a stable source, a sustainable, stable source of income to keep this community radio station on the air. Something very important, I think, in these times of mass media and consolidation and under the backdrop of fake news and partisan division. This is a station that works in concert with the community and the wide range of community that is extant here in Greene and Columbia County in the upper Hudson Valley. And so by having this stable source, we can better plan what we need to do during the year. And the pledge drive that we would undertake, I mean, this is the idea, as it was explained to me, would be it wouldn't be so desperate, you know? We would have the foundational support that would pay the essential bills. And then whatever else we're trying to raise is to go to improve the quality of our equipment or to, you know, gather other types of programming that you need to pay for. Although I believe the effort here at the station, as it has been since day one, has been to find voices, local voices that are otherwise underrepresented, and to put them on the air. And it's a laudable, laudable thing. I have mentioned this in a couple of other mic breaks over the course of the sundry pledge drive shows I've done. I got involved with WGXC simply by walking down the street in Catskill. At the time, there was a Catskill studio in the storefront at the Catskill Community Center on Main Street. And I was walking by and I met gentleman Matt Bua, who used to be deeply involved in the station. And within a couple of weeks, I was co-hosting the Wednesday afternoon show, just like that. So 518-697-7400, or do it online at wgxc.org/donate. Let's keep this experiment going.
Me. 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 Now, round it more. Make it doughy. Me.
Me.
Not me. Mm. Okay? Take it away from being the nasal and give it more air and more space at the back. Put it back a little bit here. Me.
Me.
Mm.
Mm.
E.
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 Yes.
Oh. E. Oh.
Me.
Me.
I.
Oh.
I. And then you drop down
me.
Your palate.
Me. Me.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're breathing a bouquet of flowers. Me.
Me.
Yes.
I had to...
Okay, so my.
My.
Ma.
My.
Mamma mia.
Mamma. My.
My. Yes.
My.
Yes.
Yes. My.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sh. Sh. Li. Sh. Gule de.
Gule sh.
Li.
Sh.
English.
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 Li. Sh. Sh. English,
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 English, English. No, here I cannot.
Mm.
In, I got it.
Yeah,
it's
in.
Here.
Yeah.
In,
like,
in,
put it in your mouth and enjoy the ng.
No,
g.
In,
no.
English.
Yes, but not sh. Le sh. Le sh.
Like this.
English.
In. English. No.
Yeah, nearly. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So it's like
English.
English. Ing. Ing.
L.
G.
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 G. G. G. G. G. G. G. G.
Can you do a white noise sound? Yes. That's how it is. English.
Okay. English.
Yes.
English. No.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
Better. Yeah.
English.
Yes.
English. Okay.
Yes.
English.
Yes.
English. Okay. So it's me.
Yes.
Me, my English, and all the language.
All.
All.
Yes.
All.
Yes.
All. Okay.
Yes.
Me, my English, and all the languages. The languages of.
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 Not of,
no.
But of.
Of. Me, my English, and all.
All. Open your mouth.
Okay.
Now. Me, my English, and all the languages of my life.
Ho 34 anni e 4 lingue mi abitano. Italian è il mio accento napoletano. Neapolitan accent si attacca a tutte le parole che pronuncio, in tutte le lingue che parlo. È la mia appartenenza. My accent, la mia identità.
Is part of my identity.
What would happen if the same voice did change accent?
Thanks.
No worries.
I normally dream in Italian, svegliarsi in francese, wake up speaking in French,
lavorare in spagnolo,
and during the day I also work in Spanish and English.
There's a section on accents somewhere.
Ah, English accents. Voila.
Zuppa di lingua. Every day I feel immersed and swim around in a soup of languages. Lingue.
Ah.
Ah.
Uh-huh. Number one is ah.
The task was the last. The past could grasp.
But one can't mark his charm harmfully. Yeah. Okay. So one can't.
Ogni giorno mi sento immersa e nuoto in una zuppa di lingue.
Can't.
If there was a linguistic muscle, I could say that I'm a muscular person.
Master. Not er, but master.
Master.
No, ah. Master.
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 It's an ah sound at the end of master.
It's super complicated. It's like I have to say master.
Yeah.
Master.
Yeah, but no. We don't. We say master.
Master.
No, because master.
Master.
No, master.
The R, you then do not pronounce it. Master.
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 Nearly. Master. Ah.
Master.
Ah.
Master. Ah.
Yeah. Master.
Master.
Master. Resta. Think of resta.
Resta.
Master.
Okay. Resta. Master.
Yes! Good. Okay.
The task was the last. That the past. Now, what's your that?
Because I say that and that.
Yeah, exactly.
The task was the last that the past master could grasp, but one can't mark his charm harmfully.
Okay. So,
ma che significa? What does it mean? I associate each language with a pair of shoes. French is a pair of black ballet pumps. I feel light and elegant while speaking it. English is a pair of white gym shoes. I feel I run through concepts in this language. Spanish is a pair of sensual sandals, a language of exhibition and skin. Italian is a pair
pantofole
of comfortable and beautiful slippers. I feel at home and safe with its vocabulary.
Sometimes when you're singing songs, it also helps, you know, you, mm-hmm. you get the accent to mimic somebody. I was thinking of artists and songs and accents that could be useful. Do you know any of the Eurythmic songs?
Of course, Sweet Dreams Are Made Of These.
Exactly, yeah. Because Annie Lennox's voice is quite good in that regard, you know. It's easy to listen to her accent and it's good to mimic.
Okay, I'm going to.
Yeah, good.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.
Speaking one language rather than another is to me a form of teleportation.
Keep your head up. Hold your head up. Keep your head up. Moving on. Hold your head up. Moving on. Keep your head up. Moving on. Hold your head up. Keep your head up.
Each language takes me to different places and times.
Italian. No, not too much. Italian. Italian.
Italian.
Very good.
Italian. Italiano. 1981. It was born with me in Naples.
Napoli.
Naples.
Napoli.
Naples.
Naples.
Naples. Mamma. With the very first word I articulated. Mamma. Mamma. Mamma.
Mamma.
English.
1992.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, no,
it was.
Was.
It was. Okay, it was.
Yeah.
It was officially my first foreign language. It makes me think back to all the rock bands I listened to when I was an adolescent.
Adolescent.
Spanish.
Español.
2004.
2004.
My first experience of living alone abroad in Madrid. The pleasure to learn the sound of a new letter.
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 The pleasure to learn the sound of a new letter.
Letter.
The pleasure to learn the sound of a new letter.
Riuscirò ad avere l'accento
britannico? Will I be able to get the right accent? The pleasure to learn. The pleasure to learn the sound of a new letter. The Jota.
Jaime baja la jauna. Jaime baja la jauna. Jaime baja la jauna. Jaime baja la jauna. Jaime baja la jauna.
Francais.
French.
2008. 2008. The language of my longest love relationship. So I learned French because I was in love with a French speaker. Actually, in French.
Actually, in French. I have a specific know-how
in making love declarations.
Good. Very good. 2 seconds to go. There's the bell.
Yay.
Yay.
I love you.
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 Okay.
Let's think about love. Saying I love you makes me think of a cheap stuffed animal
with a red heart
in the middle that you can push to hear I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
And which is the Italian way to say it?
I love you.
Je t'aime. Je t'aime. The sound of je t'aime in French makes me think
je t'aime
of a slippery territory. In which you can easily fall down.
Je t'aime.
Te amo, in Spanish, makes me think of something round.
Te amo.
And this could be a vicious cycle.
Te amo.
Ti amo, in Italian, resonates like a dive in a deep blue sea. Ti amo.
Now don't forget, the idea is to keep this egg in your mouth. It makes you open your mouth more.
And open that's your mouth.
Oh.
Open my mouth. Open my mouth.
Open your mouth much more to have the egg inside so you feel like you've got a lot of space.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, oh.
And think about the posh ladies.
Okay. The posh soul. Okay, yeah. So.
What's the latest from your raging Romeo? If it's of interest, I haven't heard anything from him since you and I last met.
Oh. If it's your interest... I haven't heard something about you.
In Italian, my tongue twists and I feel like I'm singing. In French, I had to unlearn to roll the R. And leave the mouth half closed when I want to sound less Italian. Si ton 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 tor ton ton ton, ton 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 sera tenu. Anyway, I always feel in love when I'm speaking French. In Spanish, I should let glimpse my tongue between the teeth. See, don't see. A fun exercise to feel uninhibited. In English, I should think to have an egg in my mouth. While I don't feel sexy, at least I can feel clever.
If it's an interest, I haven't heard you anything from you since our last met.
Oh, how disappointing.
Oh, how disappointing.
Hello, darling.
It's all like this. You've got toffee in your mouth. You know, chew, chew, chew. Open, 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 and elongate.
Yeah.
Well, you've made a major improvement, I must say. So how do you feel about that?
Actually, my major problem is the eh.
Yes, I feel I'm able to travel from one language to another. But to be honest, my accent resists, persists, and follows me, no matter the language I'm speaking.
Come see, I like starting smiling.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, apple.
Yeah.
Accent.
Yeah.
So I have to think about starting smiling.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
My name is Anna Raimondo. My name is Anna Raimondo. In French, they call me Anna Raimondo. Anna Raimondo. In Spanish, Anna Raimondo. Anna Raimondo. In English, Anna Raimondo. Anna Raimondo. In Italian, I repeat, I am Anna Raimondo. I am Anna Raimondo. Only one N, two N for the name Anna. Anna. And this is my accent when I speak English.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and we're about to go on a journey of words. Tastes, sights, and sounds, courtesy of Rebecca Wolf. Hang on. We're going to taste the cookies and tell the tale. A regional transmitter flaunts the loud chimes of midnight. Far off, the chimes of dawn bleep a dime store frequency. cookie number two. In hindsight, in moonlight, it just ain't right. That never stopped anybody. Play it again, play it again, play it again. Doors open, windows slam shut. The more you fiddle, the more salient waves travel impudent through a vertical blind. Fourth fortune. Adelisk on a dial. Now you tune into the Lizard King. He blinks and shudders at the same damn time. Thank you.
Oh, McMahon once said, "Let me be a DJ, or I will cream your corn with gravy." Do you like flowers? Do they misunderstand? Do you like understanding? You will attend faithfully to your radio and its fragrance. Thanks again to Rebecca Wolf for those fortunes.
This is Modern Radio Theater.
Today, we're in a search party to find coyotes. As you are probably aware, coyotes are becoming more affluent in cities across America. It doesn't matter if they're large cities or small cities. But coyotes are part of a species that have lived for 45 million years. And some of their subspecies are extinct. Now, we're finding coyotes running in packs of 20 to 25. And they are attacking household pets, and they're carnivores anyway. They live eating everything from mice to deer, and being in a large pack, it makes it much easier to bring down a deer or a small group of deer all at one time. So we are walking in the neighborhood of in the Midwest and looking for signs of coyotes. We have some hunting dogs with us to help find their scent and get us on their trail. Now, scientists are becoming concerned because the coyote goes back in time in all kinds of Indian legends, even in Canadian and of course, Mexico and South America. There are all kinds of folk tales about coyote, and most of them report that they can shapeshift from a coyote to a human. And so we're looking for evidence to find out, oh, there's one over there on the horizon. I see one behind that house next to the woods. There must be more. Well, let's continue the direction we're going and, first of all, see if there's a pack of coyote that are trailing us. If we look back again and see them, then we know that we could very well be in danger. The dogs are looking for scents to put us on their trail, but it seems as if the coyote are just all over, that they roam all over at night, and so there's no specific trail that can be followed. Some of the college professors that are with us in our group are finding footprints in the soft dirt. People in this area have said that they see a lot of footprints in the wintertime when there's snow on the ground. So we're looking to see. I don't see the one coyote behind us. They may be moving through the woods equal to our movement, but we'll keep looking. The dog I have now is smelling and very well may be a coyote. Okay, let's keep moving here. There are about 15 of us in this group of observers, and a couple of the members do have handguns for self-protection. But it is broad daylight. It is working towards noon, and I would not be doing this at night. You would be in extreme danger hunting for coyotes in the night. But since we have bright sunshine, I feel a little safer, at least for now. Okay, we're going over to a pasture now, and we're going to go through the gate and look in this pasture. The farmer does let his cows graze in here from time to time, so we want to look for any signs of a coyote pack living here. Maybe find a sign of Dr. Wilson. Dr. Miller, you see what's ahead? Look there. Look there. It's several coyotes starting to come forward, and they're just in front of us like some kind of a standoff. We're all pretty nervous here, and Dr. Johnson said we should stay in the group and stay together, and so we're doing that. But now the coyotes are fanning out. They are moving, trying to circle us so that we cannot go past them, and so far we are retreating. We're trying to get out of the way if we can, but it's not too easy. Here they come. Get you out.
So you know, it's got soul. Radio, radio, turn it up.
This is Keith Nelson of the Bindlestiff Family Circus, and we're not clowning around. You're listening to WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.